Indigents of Vinduri in the Upper East region residing in Wa have kicked against government decision to relocate the district capital of Vinduri to Bazu or Binguri. They do not understand why government is taking such a move when it is clearly stated in the LI 2107 that Vinduri shall be the district capital. A spokesperson for the group, George Ndekugri, argues that it will not be feasible to go ahead with the relocation since Vinduri has 35 communities, whereas the other two proposed districts have only 7 communities. The Vinduri indigents have therefore threatened court action if government goes ahead with its decision. Mr. Ndekugri spoke to Barbara Yakubu following a news conference held in Wa today.
When they created the new district, Vinduri was supposed to be the district capital, as stated in the LI. But the regional minister, his deputy, and others are making an attempt to move the district capital from Vinduri to either Bazor or Binguri. Then we are also saying that since it is stated clearly that Vinduri shall be the district capital, we don't see why the district capital should be moved from Vinduri to either Bazor or Binguri. We wrote petitions to the government, but we haven't had any response from them. Till the end of this month is supposed to be the inauguration. But our petition went early, and up to now, I haven't heard anything. They sent down a delegation from Accra, the parliamentary, led by the local government minister and then Dominic Azuma, to inspect the infrastructures for the inauguration.
Yeah, don't you think that the relocation would bring more development to the communities that are being deprived now?
We don't think so. If you are thinking of those, then the 35 are against 7. Bazua, Binguri are 7 communities. Binduri is having 35 communities. 19 assemblymen are against 3 assemblymen, Bazua and Binguri. So if there is deployment, if they are moving the district capital from Binduri to Bazua, that means that the communities that are in Binduri have to travel about 10 miles or over.
But at the moment, Mr. Ndebugri, you are not a resident in Binduri. You've been resident in Wa for some time now. So how is this going to affect you?
It's affecting me because Wa is not my permanent place. Binduri is my permanent place. And I've been going, I even attended the meeting. So I'm saying that if it is so, because I'm not resident in Binduri, Wa, the capital should move from Binduri. Because Wa, look at the development. And if you're talking of development, the district where the capital is cited, it wasn't you and I who cited it, but it was the business status of the government. They came out to say that Binduri should be the district capital.
So what if government goes ahead to relocate the district?
They were saying that if so, they should revoke the LI, they should go to parliament and revoke the LI and change the district capital to wherever they think it fits them now. But that now, since it's stated clearly, the LI said that Binduri shall be the capital, we shouldn't allow the district capital to be moved. Any attempt then means we go ahead, we will go to court and then fight for our rights.
That was a spokesperson for Binduri residents in Wa, George Ndebugri, talking to Barbara Yakubu.